USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States is facing a summertime wave of COVID-19, but some public health experts worry the Biden administration is not doing enough. The White House COVID-19 team on Tuesday outlined a strategy for managing the subvariant BA5. Dr. Fauci on Fox News.
I don't mean to scare people, to get people feel they have to dramatically alter their lives or do anything with mandating a thing like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about making use of the available interventions that we have.
This morning, there are just under 91,000 COVID cases in America. First responders and law enforcement sources are reporting two people were killed, including a child, when a boat capsized in the Hudson River near Pier 84 in Manhattan Tuesday. 12 people were aboard the small jet boat called Stimulus Money. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Many Republicans are hopeful they can unseat Michigan's governor, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, in the November midterms.
As Michigan's countdown to its August 2nd primary now holds at less than 3 weeks away, a frontrunner is emerging for the GOP gubernatorial nod. Recent MERS News and Mitchell polling shows Tudor Dixon inching ahead of the pack. Three other candidates, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and Garrett Soldano, are essentially tied for second. Ralph Rebant polled at 1%. James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, was bounced from the ballot for insufficient and invalid signatures on his nominating petition. He's running as a write-in candidate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Amazon reportedly handed out more than 13,000 disciplinary notices at a single warehouse in just 1 year. The disciplines were issued at a warehouse in Staten Island, New York, between April 2019 and April 2020. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you feel like your money is almost worthless? You're not alone, as many Americans are feeling as if we're already in a recession. Representative Brian Stile, a Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax, says the country feels like we're in a recession.
We'll let the PhD economists figure out what the technical definition is, but I can tell you every American feels like we're in a recession right now because they can't afford the things they need to be able to support their families. And we still have far too many Americans sitting on the sidelines rather than getting back to work. And it's because of the reckless policies the Biden administration pushed through under one-party Democratic control. You know it's bad when the legacy media is actually admitting what the problem is here in America, and it's rising crime, it's that parents don't have a say in their children's education, and it's crushing inflation. And so I don't know that changing the person running on the Democratic side does a lot for the Democrats. We continue to see the far left progressives push for these terrible policies that put us into this position in the first place. And so it's Biden today, but I don't know that anybody that's going to step up on the left is going to bring forward ideas that solve the problems.
Streaming service Netflix could introduce its lower price subscription that has mandatory commercials by the end of the year. That's sooner than most expected. Netflix executives say they were aiming to introduce the ad tier in the final 3 months of the year. Commercials on Netflix after years of publicly saying commercials would never be used on the streaming platform. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.